Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are going to have clips coming up a little bit later of the Georgian ambassador to the UK, the Russian ambassador to the U.S. statements, Georgian conflict with breakaway province, many dead. McCain calls for Russia to withdraw from Georgia. Bottom line, it is admitted, but quietly, just mentioned by CNN and in the AP, that Russian military were attacked in the early morning hours by armored columns of the Georgian military, backed up and advised by U.S. Special Forces and advisors. Just an incredible provocation. The media is basically smokescreening it, mainly reporting on the Russians pouring across the border out of Russia proper from the north to support their forces inside. It is huge. It appears to be hundreds and hundreds of tanks, if not more. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts is our guest. What do you think is most important in all of this? I see it as, how does this tie into Iran? Jerusalem Post reporting two more carrier groups going into the Gulf right now that the Iran attack is on. Ray McGovern said yesterday, and Ron Paul has said, that it's probably on for October. The Russians are threatening Czechoslovakia, Ukraine, and others where U.S. Weapon systems are being built up right now. Dr. Roberts.
Yes, I think we agree totally that ever since President Reagan reached agreements with Gorbachev, these were good agreements, and the Russians banked on them. And they've been betrayed by every subsequent American administration. We did everything we said we wouldn't do. We brought NATO to their borders. We're putting missile systems in former parts of the Soviet Empire. We are interfering with money in the elections of former Soviet republics, such as Georgia, where we've managed to install a puppet. And this kind of provocation is extreme. Initially, the Russians weren't much able to do anything about it because they were in disarray from the destruction of communism, from the few oligarchs that grabbed all their resources, and the army was demoralized. But now they're back in some much better shape. And they have a lot of economic strength. They have the largest trade surplus in the world. They have massive energy supplies. They have Europe under their thumb because all of Europe is dependent on the natural gas.
Gazprom.
And they have managed to beat the Americans out of the gas pipelines in Central Asia. And
why is Dick Cheney doing this? Who's behind this? What do they want?
I don't know that. I don't know that. It may just be years of frustrations of not being able to use power. And now they got it, and they don't know how much longer they have it, maybe just a few months. And maybe that's it. They just want to use this power. People get carried away. They get overwhelmed with hubris, and they think they're invincible. And they read all these papers that they write themselves about the superpower, the invincible army, and they get carried away. I mean, why in the world did Hitler march off into Russia or Napoleon march off?
Why did you predict? You've been saying this every time you're on the show for the last 2 years, that something was probably going to happen with Russia.
Well, I was part of the Reagan team that came to a sensible agreement with them to end this rivalry and quit wasting all these hundreds of billions of dollars every year in military expenditures. And we had a good program. It would have worked. The Russians were committed to it. And now we've watched people, the Americans, systematically destroy everything. So it's been obvious to me once it started. you're watching evil, Alex. It's evil in the United States government. It's evil.
No doubt the Georgian forces attacked the Russians first. You can Google that. It's admitted.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
If this is your paycheck and this is your debt, what are your options? File bankruptcy and tread water the next 7 years? Or make a call for Care One Credit Counseling Services and start getting out of debt today. A Care One Credit Counseling Agency can help you get immediate relief from stress caused by debt, and you'll have one lower monthly payment instead of the pile you have right now. Call a Care One agent today, and you can start saving hundreds of dollars in fees and interest payments. Care One agencies have helped over 4 million people get out of debt, and they can help you too. Call 800-498-2981, 800-498-2981, and find out how you can lower your monthly payments up to 57%. One 15-minute phone call can change your life. Call 800-498-2981, 800-498-2981.
Provider and licensing details are available.
Here I am at a gathering of friends, minding my own business, when one of our buddies, Bob, walks up to me, very concerned. He says, "Wow, have you seen the gasoline prices lately?" And I said, "Oh, of course. Woo, they're high." He says, "Yeah." He says, "What am I going to do? I've got a truck. There's no way anybody's going to buy my truck in this market. I really need the truck for my job. It uses more gas than I can afford. I've got to find a way to come up with some extra money. I got a wife with 4 kids at home. I don't know what to do." I said, "Bob, relax. I know what to do. Call eFoodsDirect.com or go up on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. They will deliver food, really good, high-quality, nutritional, delicious food to your door now, right there in front of your house, for about half the price that you were paying for groceries last year. You can take the savings from that, offset the cost of your fuel, and use it to buy more inexpensive food to hedge against tomorrow's increasing food prices. Why don't you do that, Bob?" He said, "eFoodsDirect.com." I said, "Yep, call them at 1-800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. Do it now."
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We found BBC reports and others listing U.S. military forces backing the Georgian government. Now, here is a Wahhabist news report out of Saudi Arabia. This is the type of stuff they're reporting out of Caucus News. Russian military ready to invade Georgia. U.S. sends thousands of Marines in response. And it footnotes that Marines are there by the thousands, not just Army Special Forces. And I've double-checked this and pulled up another report. And they've got photos and video of it. This is unbelievable. So we have no idea how many U.S. troops are there. The BBC says it's undisclosed. That really is a $64 million question. Dr. Roberts will be with us till the end of this segment. I do want to try to set Dr. Roberts up for my Sunday show after this is fleshed out. So I'll talk to you during the break coming up in about 12 minutes, sir. I want to bring in Bob Chapman, who was in Army Intelligence and worked with some other agencies we can't get into. He's had one of the largest newsletters out there for decades. And, of course, he helped put out Gary Allen's book. And was partners with him. None Dare Call Conspiracy. So he's been fighting the globals for a long time. He has really been predicting this every week with us. We're going to go back to Dr. Roberts here in just a moment for any other key info he wants to cover. But briefly, Bob, because I want Paul Craig Roberts to be able to comment on what you have to say, bringing in some of the research you've been doing. Give us your take on this situation.
Okay, who's behind it? Zbigniew Brzezinski. Read his recent stuff. He talks about it, and they want to have brush fire wars. They want to get Russia into this thing to keep people's minds off the economic and financial carnage that's going on not only in the United States but throughout the world. You saw what they did in Kosovo. That's another war waiting to happen. The Russians said today they're going to use missiles all along the frontier with Europe. If Poland accedes to include missiles in their country, and incidentally, their Congress has already rejected it once.
Same thing on Czechoslovakia.
Yes.
Czech Republic.
And over in the training in Georgia has been going on for a long time. We talked about it before in the show. There's 1,000 private contractor Israeli trainers in there, and they've been in there for a long time.
I did see that.
Yeah, that came up this morning on a DEPCA, 4:26 p.m. GMT at 2 o'clock. And at issue here really is the rerouting of the pipeline, Caspian oil and gas, to reach the Turkish terminal port of Ceyhan. Incidentally, I wrote about this in 1982. I saw them setting this thing up. And rather than using the Russian network that's available, and they want to put this pipeline in between.
Why did
Turkey.
Dick Cheney, as Dr. Roberts just said, trigger doing this on 888 and having Georgian mainline army backed up by U.S. Special Forces attack Russian forces? Why did they decide to do this today?
That I don't know. I just can't answer. You know, timing can't be that finite. I mean, we know something's going to happen. We know how it's going to happen.
Okay, let's bring Dr. Roberts in because we're going to have Bob with us for the rest of the show. Go ahead, Dr. Roberts. You've got the floor.
Well, the reason they did it today is they've got Bush out of the country and Putin out of the country.
Hmm.
So this is pretty much tells you that this is not a Bush operation or Putin operation. It's a Cheney operation. I agree with everything that's been said except the reference to Brzezinski. He's not a neocon. He despises them. And he would be warning against this type of thing and has warned against taking NATO to their frontiers and so on. This is a neocon operation. They may be, it probably also has something to do with trying to control the oil pipelines, which I think they've already lost that battle.
What do you think of the news that Israelis are there?
I don't know. I just don't know why, what they would be able to contribute. They can't even beat a small militia, Hezbollah. And I don't know why American Marines would be there, because they haven't got enough numbers to stand against any actual attempt by a Russian army.
Bob,
so it looks to me like insanity, Alex. Everything this regime has done is insane. None of it makes any logical sense.
So you're saying megalomania is what we're dealing with?
I think Cheney's insane, yeah.
Bob, and I want Dr. Roberts to comment on this, but during the break you were saying you think this is, quote, a good thing. I mean, how is this a good thing? You think the neocons have finally gone too far?
Yes, I do. And they've met Russian forces that have, but they've been just waiting for this because they don't want it, but they're certainly prepared. And it's a battle they can't win, the United States and their allies, so to speak. Said that what they're doing is another, in essence, a piecemeal operation that can't be successful, and he's absolutely right. And but again, the Psy war in this is keep the people's mind off what is going on in the United States economically and financially.
I agree. Let's go back to Dr. Roberts, and we'll get your full take after the break. Dr. Roberts, how does this play into Iran? Does this make the escalation there more sure, or does it lessen that? I mean, how do you see that developing?
Alex, it depends on how far this goes. And if American troops come into conflict and pitch battles with Russian troops, it's probably going to put the Iran thing on ice. I don't think they would be able to do that. And I don't understand why they would risk an armed combat encounter with the Soviets on Soviet territory. I mean, this is their border. All the supply lines and everything you need to have that kind of a conflict. I mean, Russia is not a militia. It's an army, and they've got jets and missiles and tanks, too, and armor-piercing weapons. So all the kinds of advantages that we have when we go up against third-world countries like Iraq, they start there. So,
yeah, this isn't the poor, starving, basically unarmed Muslims who've got courage but aren't trained in fighting.
Yeah.
I mean, because I'm looking at our broken down, torn up, overused military, the basic ranks filled with farm boys and poor inner city people who most of them didn't get proper nutrition when they were kids and frankly look like they're pushovers. Yeah. Compared to these Russians, these guys look completely vicious.
Well, I think that this is either being overplayed in the news or Cheney's insane and he's trying to pull some big conflict off before Bush or Putin can get back home and stop it.
Could this be the October surprise, a widening conflict, brush fires all over former Soviet satellites? I mean, could this be the October surprise, a kind of curveball?
No, we can't. We don't have the resources to have brush fires all over the Soviet Russian borders. We have very limited resources that we learned in Iraq and Afghanistan, and so you know even their plans to attack Iran don't involve troops. So I don't understand what they're thinking. This may be being overplayed in the news.
Why are you saying that? We're seeing hundreds and hundreds of tanks, huge artillery barrages. The president of Georgia begging for help on TV, pathetically, playing it up. I respect your opinion. Why are you saying it could be overplayed?
Well, the Georgian president is an American puppet, and so it's some play going. It could be just a play going on. If Russia wants to invade Georgia, they will do it. I mean, there's nothing we could do about it.
Well, they've definitely invaded that area.
Well, I don't know if they've invaded. I think what they did, they may have sent in forces into the small breakaway area where they already had peacekeepers and where the UN had peacekeepers.
Just like they did in Pristina at the end of the last Kosovo takeover.
Well, I don't think they've sent their troops into the non-breakaway parts of Georgia. If they do that, then they will have made a decision that they're going to just get rid of the Georgian government, which is an American puppet. And if they make that decision, we're not going to be able to do anything about it. We don't have any troops to send there to fight the Russian army.
So that's the big question. Is it localized only to these two small breakaway areas, or are they going to go to the capital?
I don't think they'll go to the capital unless the Georgians and the Americans start a war. If we do start a war, the Russians probably will prevail, given that it's their backyard, not ours. And we're certainly not going to be able to send any occupying army there. We haven't got one.
Well, we're going to find out in the next days, the next hours and days that follow. So I guess, are you saying that's the key, then, in your opinion, is how wide this is going to really be?
That's right. How wide is this? How wide is this going to be? What can Cheney get away with? He's in charge. Bush is out of the country. The neocons are insane. I don't know of a sane one. And so it may be they're trying to initiate some kind of a nuclear thing.
Oh my God!
You know, the idiot neocons, like that Billy Crystal, they write things like, what's the good of having nuclear weapons if you can't use them? They all think that way. Back in the Reagan years, sort of the problem we had with them, they wanted to nuke Russia, the Soviet Union. They're crazy. They're insane people. And I don't understand why anybody would let anybody that crazy get into the government at any level.
They may be creating a crisis to try to stay in power. This could really turn into something bad quickly. Dr. Roberts, let me say bye to you during the break. We'll come back with Bob Chapman on the other side of your phone calls. But I want to see if you can look at your book and tell us if you can come on the Sunday show after we've had more time to flesh all this out and give us your great analysis. Then he's Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. His new book is out, The Tyranny of Good Intentions. We'll be right back.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, Clyde.
What's up, Bonnie?
Well, I got a question about those shielded secure sleeves from Identity Stronghold.
Yeah, the sleeves that block us from stealing account numbers from the new credit cards with RFID chips. What about them?
Well, I mentioned them to our friends, and they want info on purchasing the secure sleeves.
Aw, Bonnie. If everyone starts hearing about the secure sleeve, it'll destroy our plan to steal credit card numbers at the mall with my new RFID reader.
I know, but these are friends, Clyde. They promise not to tell anyone else.
I guess you're right. That's what friends are for, I suppose. Tell them they can get a 5-pack of secure sleeves that will fit credit cards and driver's licenses for $19.95. And Identity Stronghold also has a 3-pack of secure sleeves for passport books for $14.95.
And where do they buy them?
They can buy them online or get a mail-in order form at idstronghold.com.
idstronghold.com. Okay, well, what if they don't have the internet?
They can call 1-800-610-2770. That's 800-610-2770.
Thanks, Clyde.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I'm going to open the phones up later in the shower, but folks, I want it to be about what's happening with the Olympics, what's happening with terrorism, Iran, what's going on in Georgia right now with this conflict with U.S.-backed Georgians against the Russian military. You call in trying to plug your website for products or whatever, I'm just going to hang up on you because I want to hear from callers about what they're watching on the news, what they're seeing, little tidbits of information that we may miss or not bring up. 1-800-259-9231. Bob Chapman, what's amazing here is if you read deeply into the news and scan the press releases, you will see that Georgian forces came in and clashed with Russians in the early morning hours. Then Russians that were massed on the border seeing this buildup spilled in this morning about 6 hours ago. And the media is spinning it like Russia did it without saying that. McCain calls on Russia withdrawal from Georgia. Republican U.S. presidential candidate John McCain today urged Russia to immediately withdraw from Georgia and said the United States should call for an emergency United Nations session. Russia should immediately and unconditionally cease its military operations, withdraw all forces from the sovereign territory of Georgia. See, they're making it a big split. The Russians have always been there. McCain told reporters in Iowa the U.S. should immediately convene an emergency session of the U.N. Security Council to call Russia to reverse course. I mean, this is escalating. I hope it settles down, but you're watching the same images I'm seeing. I mean, the media at first, when they first started finally reporting on this 3 hours ago, was like, oh, Russia sent in a few people to just bolster its peacekeeping. It's having some trouble with, you know, rebels fighting with each other on both sides, pro-Russian, pro-Georgian. And then now it comes out, no, Georgian forces came in, well, what would be yesterday now, and hit Russian forces. And this is just incredible, Bob Chapman.
Well, first of all, the Russians have already, long previous to the United States, asked the UN Security Council for an emergency meeting. So the Russians were the ones who asked first. Yes, the Georgians attacked Russian peacekeeping troops en masse, and the Russians did bring in backup troops in order to protect their peacekeeping troops.
This is an incredible provocation.
Well, you know, we've talked about it before, and we knew it was coming. For listeners, at least, of this program and a handful of others, the American public certainly didn't know. And Russia is legitimately there, and the petitioning has been going on for over 10 years, and it's been accepted by the UN. So Georgia has created an act of war, and how far they intend to go with it remains to be seen. It's a battle they cannot win, Georgia. I mean,
why did they do it then? We know U.S. forces totally run it. The third largest contingent of troops after U.S. British is Georgian in Iraq. This is a little military enclave of the globalists. I mean, they did this on purpose, which they admit they did. This is incredible.
Yeah, and they just want another conflict. And as I said earlier, to divert people's thinking, because they can't do Iran, to divert people's thinking about the economic and financial chaos that's going on. And if you look at what preceded this, you know, one day this week we're up 325 points. The next day we're down to 225. Today we're up 225. The market is getting bombed. The U.S. government is there in there holding the market up, and they knew this was coming, and that's why they're in the market en masse. 2 weeks ago, they attacked the commodity market, the precious metals market, and they started to take the U.S. dollar and the USDX index from 72 up to over 75. All of this is market rigging by the United States government in anticipation of this latest entry into limited or perhaps major warfare. I think it's going to turn into major warfare. And the pipeline's at stake. Israel wants that oil coming to Eilat, and Turkey wants it transversing its property, and the Russians don't want that to happen. And as Mr. Roberts said, the regime in Georgia is a puppet regime, and what will probably happen here is if the Georgian troops don't withdraw, then war will begin in earnest, and Georgia will be taken over by the Russians. And as Mr. Roberts says, America doesn't have the wherewithal to send troops in any great numbers.
Then what are the neocons thinking?
The Marines that have been sent in there, that's entirely unfair.
Well, stay there. I want to get your take, your analysis on why, if the cards are stacked against the neocons, why they keep doing this. I mean, like you said, the Israelis couldn't even beat Hezbollah. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. The world is heating up, and I think this is only the beginning. Unfortunately, stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using Plasma pH Drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
Don't want no shackles. Don't want no shackles on me. Don't want no shackles. Don't want no shackles on me. I sit down with Big Brother. Don't like those RFIDs.
Bob Chapman's our guest.
Got the blues.
We're going to be taking your phone calls here in just a few minutes. I'm on CNN. I'm on ABC News. I'm on Fox. It's just hardly even a headline. It's, Georgia says country is under attack by Russia. See, that's a deceptive way to lie because they're not actually lying by the letter of the law. Georgia says, you know, they say they're under attack by Russia. Meanwhile, it was Georgia that attacked Russian forces. That's buried in all the stories. Then McCain comes out and says, how dare you, Russia, pull out. It's terrible what you did. So they start a fight with him and then say, look, Russia, you attacked. You have to leave. And the simple-minded American people will probably say, yeah, I don't like Russia being in Georgia inside the U.S. How dare Russia invade the South? That's worse than what Lincoln did. Didn't we already have one civil war? My God, the Russians have attacked Georgia. Literally, folks, you're going to see that and you're going to hear that. I'm not joking. That's how dumb the public is. They'll probably think that it's Georgia. Russians attack Georgia. I'm not even joking. You think I'm joking? I'm serious. And I just hope this de-escalates. And last time what happened is the Russians poured into Pristina at the end of the attack that the U.S. financed with the communist Muslims. What a weird combination. Out of Albania into Kosovo. And then when the Russians came in and with the big armored columns and had serious standoffs with the U.S. troops, then Wesley Clark gave the order to Sir Peter Jackson, head of the NATO forces, to bomb the tarmac, to bomb the Pristina airport where the Russians were landing with their big cargo jets and disgorging tanks and special forces. And Jackson said no. So the U.S. did give the order to attack Russians once before. And that's been going back into ancient times. You know, that was part of Russia. Serbia was. And then they held back, of course, during the Crusades, one of the invasions by the Muslims. So it's a big part of their history there. And then the Russians were in a stalemate. They didn't shoot. They didn't fire. The British refused to attack under orders by Wesley Clark, who's supposedly a liberal. I mean, it's both parties, who was the general in charge on the ground. But again, the higher-ups, Jackson said no out of England, NATO head at the time. And then a deal was made to the Russians. Okay, we promise we'll never break away, Kosovo. We just want autonomy for both sides. Let UN peacekeepers come in and NATO peacekeepers, IFOR. Let them come in and fully encircle you from Macedonia into northern Albania, into Kosovo, and up to the central areas of Serbia proper. And then, of course, they lied and cheated and years later had it break away and handed it over and then ethnically cleansed the Serb minority. But it's a large minority. It was like 30-something percent. You can go look it up. And it just keeps happening as a domino, and Russia sees them moving in all these weapons around them, and then they have the Georgians. That's on the Black Sea, folks. That's not in the U.S. That's for neocons and liberals out there that have been drinking fluoride and had a lot of vaccines and their brain damage. I'm serious. That's over Eastern Europe bordering Central Asia. And they attacked them. They attacked them yesterday, last night. And you notice the media is real careful not to say Russia attacked. They say, oh, the Georgia says, and every headline is the same. Georgian president says they're under attack. Georgian president says Russia attacking. You know, they won't come out and say because the fact is U.S.-backed Georgia with Marines and Army and others attack them. Again, any other key points you want to make, Bob Chapman? Then we're going to go to calls.
I just think the geopolitical aspects, and that's the balkanization of those states surrounding Russia, anything to cause disruption. It's been going on, as Mr. Roberts pointed out earlier, for a long time, not only in Georgia with the rigged elections, but also in the Ukraine and other countries in that region. And, you know, the administration for the past 8 years has been fast at trying to create problems, and particularly political problems. And now they're really ready to go at it. And it's going to be as a series of brush wire fire wars. And this will be one of them. Kosovo will ignite soon, and they'll have Russia fighting on two fronts. The missiles will be pointed at installations from Russia into Europe, as well as major European cities.
Yeah, let's stop there. What does it mean to you when the Russian foreign ministry and the head foreign minister repeatedly in the last 6 months, over and over again, the latest was in July, say, we'll use military action. You keep moving weapons and troops and training onto our borders. We may use military option, including nuclear. That's a quote.
And that's true. And the missiles that they intend to put in along the border in regard to the Polish missile situation are non-nuclear, at least at this point. But the whole thing is escalating, and It's part of a plan to keep the world in turmoil because we're headed into trouble. And as I pointed out earlier, in the markets themselves, this was all prearranged because, you know, they were trying to drive the stock markets up, the bond market up, commodities and precious metals down, drive the dollar up, because in anticipation of this, this is not going to get better in South Ascensia. It's going to get worse. And our troops are in there, and they're going to be in a mangle machine. They shouldn't be there, and I wouldn't want the duty, I'll tell you that. I'm very, very disappointed that U.S. troops are in there. The Israelis are contractors. They're ex-military people. And, you know, when you're a mercenary, you take your money and take your chances. But very disappointed American Marines have been sent in there because...
And notice, we're not getting details about the maneuvers. It's just that two of the major cities are under bombardment, that there's forces clashing... and the Georgian president's acting like he's been attacked when he started it. And, I mean, getting your...
The Georgians are no match for the Russians. They'll have them for breakfast. Whether they get Israeli or American advisors or not is irrelevant. The Russians are far better trained. And then we were talking about Kosovo. Tracy, who's the president of Kosovo, which was stolen... A state that's been with Serbia for thousands of years has been stolen. This guy is one of the worst criminals in the region.
He's a known narcotics trafficker.
Well, that's where all the opium from Afghanistan, which is being cultivated by the CIA and MI6, is being sent there for distribution to Europe and the United States.
And by the way,
that's really what that's all about.
It even comes out in the news. It'll show our forces, and I've talked to troops coming back. They guard the poppies.
Disgusting.
That's what our troops are there for, is to guard the heroin for your kids. And it's right out in the
disgusting.
Open. They don't even hide it anymore. They openly send down special forces to take control of the cocaine in Colombia. I mean, it's just right out in the open. Meanwhile, SWAT teams will SWAT team you all day long. They'll mail marijuana to a mayor's house they want to get. Thank God the mayor didn't open the box. They go and kill both his dogs as the dogs run away. I mean, it's just a joke.
Yeah, we're in for real trouble everywhere. And so keep your powder dry and keep everything well-oiled.
Bob, what do you think's going to, I mean, if you had to dead reckon estimate how this is going to unfold, what do you think's going to happen?
Well, I think it's going to get worse. I think the Russians are going to be forced to move, and they're going to go move into Georgia. It's as simple as that. And I don't think they'll stop. I mean, they've been attacked. They'll probably hold back to see if the Georgian forces will pull back. I don't think they will. And if they move forward, they'll be decimated. They will be decimated. Russian air power alone will just take out the entire entourage. I mean, their bases are just hundreds of miles away. The whole thing, like Dr. Roberts said, is insanity. These people are nuts.
Well, it's just like the crazy police now, tasering people to death, beating women up on video, not getting in trouble. Just all of this, it's we have become insane as a nation, and all these petty bullies are just on psychopathic power trips.
Well, if they continue to do what they're doing, they're going to have problems.
Well, why would the Russian foreign minister threaten to use nuclear weapons against us? I mean, that's unprecedented, and the media just doesn't even hardly report on it.
Well, look, Russian counterintelligence is every bit as good as the U.S. and European. And they know things that they're not going to tell us that they know. And they know exactly what the United States, Great Britain, and Europe are up to. They know all about the Illuminati. They know who runs Europe. I mean, who do you think they just kicked out of there? All of those oligarchs. They were all financed from Europe.
Well, they were all Rothschild fronts that came out.
That's right. Exactly. And so it's the same group doing the same thing. They want to control Russia. And Russia is in a position to cause them grievous harm, not only physically. They now have $600 billion in gold and foreign exchange. And all they have to do is start selling dollars, and the whole bottom will come out of the U.S. market. Now, maybe that's what the neocons, the Illuminati want. We're going to find out. It's very, very bullish for gold and silver, I'll tell you that.
Well, Putin's top economic advisor, Dr. Tanya Karajnaya, repeatedly has gone on Russian television and said the Illuminati runs the U.S. She calls it the Death's Head Group, which she translates means skull and bones. And imagine a top advisor to one of our presidents saying, there's a satanic group runs Europe and the U.S., and they're going to stage World War III. She said that 7 years ago. And she, you know, six and a half, and she said they staged 9/11, too. I forgot.
She's absolutely correct. And we're on the right track, and we're putting the truth out there on these programs, and we are injuring them grievously. Because your program and programs like you are picking up more and more listeners every day because people want the truth, and they're not getting it in the news. It's as simple as that, and we know that, and they know that. And so we're making some great headway here.
Well, I hope the psychopathic sadists that run our society, they're not going to stop. It's just all got to fall apart. Everybody's got to be bankrupt and living in the streets before all the smart mouth cops and all the punk government people and all the yuppies and all the know-it-alls. You know, they've just got to have it fall completely apart before they grow up, I think.
Yeah, and half of them won't be around to see it because that's the way these kind of things end up. You talk about population control, well, you've got it coming.
Well, things are certainly escalating. Do you think they're going to hit Iran?
Not a chance. Nope, I do not. And if you listen to the European Illuminists, which is headed up by Brzezinski, at least in the front of the rank, and that these, you know, I disagree with Mr. Roberts on this. These are his ideas.
Well, let's be clear.
I've been reading this guy for years. You know, I started subscribing to Foreign Affairs in 1960.
CFRN,
and which is the organ of the Council on Foreign Relations. And these people are brash. They come right out and tell you what they're going to do.
No, I know. In fairness to you and Roberts, he's talking about Brzezinski's public statements. But you're right. In policy reports, he's been calling since the mid '70s for this encirclement. For the brush fires, he's been saying, don't attack Iran. He said this a few months ago. Russia's the enemy. And so you're right. Roberts is going off his public statements.
Well, that's where psycho-political warfare comes in. And you got to be trained to look for these things, and I was. And you know, but not that I'm going to be right all the time. Unfortunately, I'm right too often. And this is where this is headed. You know, it's just not good. And everything that you've said here on the program and the doctor and myself has been right on. I mean, it is the way it is.
I don't think the listeners even understand how big this is to have the Georgian military backed by the U.S. attack Russian forces. This is huge. This is unprecedented. And it's some type of a test balloon. I mean, obviously, this is a probe by Cheney and the New World Order neocons, the Anglo-American arm, to test and see what Russia will do. And then Russia knows that if they do pull back out, that any deals reached with the U.S. will be broken. So I don't
worthless.
Think...
Worthless.
Yeah.
You know, and this is like, you know, akin to Ireland attacking Great Britain, England. It's very similar. You might even, you know, compare this to Hitler's march into Sudetenland, which was a German enclave
or Danzig.
In Czechoslovakia.
Yeah. Well, for those who know history, this is horrifying. I don't think most of the thumbsuckers out there, the establishment people who listen to the show and laugh at it, you know, it's just we've been too far long removed from pain and suffering and hardship or the real world, and I just see these giggling, smirking, laughing people that laugh at everything we talk about, and it's not funny. And I really feel sorry for them, Bob.
Yeah, because a lot of them aren't going to be with us 5 years from now. And they'll say, well, why did this happen? And the answer is, you refuse to listen. You won't think. You don't care anything about anything except what's going to make you happy. You don't have any responsibility Everything is situation ethics. You do what you feel like doing, what makes you feel good. And that's not how you're supposed to deport your life. A good example is up until perhaps 20 years ago, everybody saved. For the last 10 years, we have a deficit in saving, but yet people are spending more than they have. And what does that mean? It means that people are borrowing money to continue this extravagant lifestyle that they have. And it's not only in America, it's in a number of other countries
as well. And if you tell them it's going to destroy our country, they laugh at you and call you a conspiracy theorist. Really?
I mean,
this is about denial. They want to believe mm-hmm. the pipe dreams, don't they, Bob?
That's right.
Scott, Aaron, Mike, Mick, Jim, Mark, we're going to get to all of you. Wide open phones in the next segment and in the next hour with Bob Chapman. Whatever you want to bring up, whatever issue, but predominantly what's happening in Georgia. Some of you may not think it's a big deal. Believe me, it is a big deal. U.S.-backed forces attack Russia.
Alabama state code makes it illegal to drive barefoot. In Downey, California, it's illegal to wash your car in the street. In Minnesota, you can be fined for displaying that your vehicle is for sale. These laws are obviously not made to protect us, but instead to help states profit. The use of red light cameras is another great example. They intrude on your privacy, are unconstitutional, and cost you valuable time and money. SprayYourPlate.com is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against red light cameras, toll cameras, and speed cameras. One application lasts a lifetime, is undetectable, and each can covers up to 4 license plates. Simply spray it on, let it dry, and you're protected. All orders are kept strictly confidential, and for the month of August, receive free shipping and a $5 bill enclosed with every order. Call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Or go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. Don't give your money to the state. Spray your plate.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet from the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Can you please sit down and shut up?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
Otto, is he for the comics? Jesse Ventura on 9/11.
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Have you heard about American Free Press? American Free Press, the only national newspaper that endorsed Ron Paul for president. American Free Press, written by patriots for patriots. Standing firm for our Constitution. Standing firm against the New World Order. Hammering the enemies of freedom. Exposing the intrigues of the global elite. American Free Press hits the Bilderbergers and Trilateralists and the whole Council on Foreign Relations gang head on. Here's your chance to catch up with the news from American Free Press. Get a free subscription to our online newsletter. Just go to our website and sign up. The address is simple, AmericanFreePress.net. It's just like it sounds. AmericanFreePress, all one word, .net. Once again, that's AmericanFreePress.net. American Free Press, the voice of the Second American Revolution.
Undoubtedly, U.S. advisors have been killed in massive military actions against the Russian military, the Russian bear. And will the American people ever be told no? We're to be lied to, abused. But we like it. We smile in a self-satisfied way and giggle and delude ourselves. As total depression looms, FEMA camps are built, death camps prepared. All mainstream news. Bob Chapman's our guest. Scott in Arizona, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Yeah, I definitely believe that this is going to escalate into a big confrontation and possibly World War III. I do have a question for Bob Chapman. How soon do you think this is going to drop our oil? Raise our oil prices, because I know they've been dropping recently. Do you think it's going to go the other way? And do you think the Feds are going to stop if it escalates into a bigger thing and we get involved? Do you think the Feds are going to stop dumping money into the economy to try to save at that point?
Well, I would say the opposite, which further destroys us down the road, gets us in more debt to the bankers, but makes it be a more smooth slide into slavery, as the Financial Times of London said they wanted 2 years ago. And I would have expected oil and gold to explode today. Instead, they actually dropped a little, which he's covered. They admit they're going in and trying to suppress those markets. Bob Chapman.
Well, you pretty well covered it, and that's why oil and precious metals have been down. In anticipation of this event, this has been planned for a long time, and they wanted to make sure everything was going their way. It'll be detrimental to the dollar, so the gains, the dollar was up a penny and a half today on the USDX index, and at one time, I don't know what it's up now, but I would assume it would be negatively affecting the dollar as well.
What about interest rates?
Interest rates will remain unchanged officially. You saw what England and the European Central Bank did yesterday.
But real interest rates are going up.
Real interest rates are going up. They've been kind of wavering in here. You look at the U.S. 10-year Treasury note. It's been trading from about 390 to 416. And I would think that the yield might go down here because there might be a small flight to quality. And if you notice, they had the stock market up over a couple of hundred points this morning, all in anticipation of this.
Did they launch this attack on Russia on the launch of the Olympic Games as a smokescreen?
I think it was an effort to keep it out of the news. They'll bring it back into the news when they need it. And they'll say, well, we can't do this or we can't do that. The economy stalled because we got this war going on, and we have to work toward the war effort now. And it's the same crap that I saw in the 1940s when I was a kid. You know, Roosevelt set up and allowed the Japanese to bomb Pearl Harbor so we could get into the war. And here I'm watching all my neighbors come home in boxes. For what? Well, the same thing with the 1,000 Marines who are in a ringer over there now, and it shouldn't be there. And they shouldn't be in harm's way. Our troops should defend our country, not go off into foreign wars. We don't have Alexander the Great in Washington today.
No, we have a cokehead who likes gay prostitutes. Okay.
Among other things. No wonder his wife's going to get rid of them after the game is over here in November, January.
All right, we'll be right back. Thank you for the call, Scott, Aaron, Mick, Jim, Mark, others. 1-800-259-9231. Continual coverage of all these developments at InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, JonesReport.com, TruthNews.us, InfoWars.net, and, of course, MartialLaw911.info throughout the weekend. Fourth hour straight ahead with Bob Chapman in 1 minute.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.